Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to a special edition of the Bengal Tiger podcast. I am Billy Embody. With me is Shay Dixon, as always, but we do have a special guest we're going to bring right in because we got a few minutes with this guy heading into LSU spring practices, and that is LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. Nuss, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you taking it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys having me on here.
What's the vibe right now? You're about to start spring ball. You're the guy for LSU. What's your mindset right now?
Yeah, I think my mindset's more focused on, you know, where we are at as a program, and you know, kind of our mindset going into spring. You know, spring is an opportunity for us to work on the little things, and you know, especially now with a new offensive coordinator and Coach Sloan, and it's really a new opportunity to establish who we are, you know, and to create an identity of what we're going to be, you know, and it comes down to the little things like the traits and you know, what we show when we put the tape on, you know. And so I think that's the most important thing going into spring. And as far as my mindset, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm excited to get an opportunity now to go out there and lead and, you know, to run the offense to as best as that I can. And even, you know, within the entire program, just to, you know, try and do whatever I can to help lead. And, you know, we've got a great core group of leaders. And, you know, I feel like the team has really, you know, upped the standard of what we want. So.
Nuss, Shay Dixon here. Coach Kelly was talking with On3 the other day, and he said, when asked about you, that reps are the biggest thing. He said, this is, you got to understand. And he was telling listeners or fans that Nuss will get better over time and will consistently get better because he hasn't gotten first team reps like that until now. So when you look at spring, 15 practices, getting those kind of reps as a quarterback, what does that do for you? Like, how much can you jump your game by getting, you know, the majority of reps every practice with ones?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you look at reps, it can go, you know, two ways. It depends on how you look at the reps, you know. If I were to take the mindset where, oh, I'm going to get every rep now and I'm just going to let that make me get better, then, you know, I'm going to be the same person, you know, and the same player that I am in 6 months from now, you know. I think it's a mindset, and I'm extremely blessed to have Coach Sloan coaching me. And so those reps, you know, getting to work with him and get coached during those reps, you know, by him. And, you know, we've worked together for so long now. He knows me so well. And, you know, he knows exactly when I'm off and when I'm doing something wrong, and he's quick to get on me to make sure I get back right. So I'm very excited for all the reps, but I think it's more about, you know, the mindset, and it's more about, you know, focusing on how I can get better each rep and not just going through the motions. So I think being very deliberate and focusing on the areas that I need to improve on will be important for me this spring, and I'm really excited to get to do that.
You got kind of a preview of that going into the bowl game against Wisconsin. Does that, you know, little preview of that mindset, those first team reps, all of those things, how much does that help you, you know, have that mindset and build off of that going into spring? And what did you learn about yourself in that bowl win?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome, you know, getting a start finally under my belt. And, you know, I think I learned a lot from it. You know, I learned a lot of different things, and, you know, I felt like I prided myself in preparing as a backup for a game. I felt like I did a decent job to try and prepare as the starter throughout the last couple of years. But I think it helped even more, actually, you know, hey, I know I'm going in snap number one, you know, and preparing with that mindset as well. I think it was huge for me. And, you know, I learned a lot from it. And, you know, like I said before, you know, having that relationship with Coach Sloan, it helps a lot, you know, having him, you know, in the room and, you know, him staying on me at all times, making sure I'm doing the right stuff. And I think, you know, it helped a lot for me as far as going forward preparing.
What you get to call Coach Sloan your OC now, not just your quarterback's coach, obviously. Mike Denbrock's off to Notre Dame. He was a great guy. We got to know him well. Obviously a great coach, but Joe Sloan gets his opportunity as LSU's OC. And for you, that means getting your quarterback's coach as the offensive coordinator. When that news was made official and came through, Garrett, what went through your head knowing, okay, the guy who I've been working with and knows me best is now the guy that's going to continue to call plays?
Yeah, I mean, I was extremely excited. You know, I feel like Coach Sloan's going to do a really good job. And I also feel like, you know, we have a really, really good staff outside of him, too. I mean, you know, when you look at the O-line room with Coach Davis and the wide receiver room, Coach Hankton, and then the tight ends room, you got Coach Slade-Nagel. I mean, I don't know if there's a better staff, you know, in the SEC, I feel like. You know, I feel like we have some really, really good coaches. And then I feel like Coach Sloan does a very, very good job. And I think his track record speaks for itself and what he's been able to accomplish in his offenses in the past. And also with the numbers he's been able to put up with his quarterbacks. And so, you know, I'm very excited. And I think, you know, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great to get to, you know, hear different things and see the new things we're going to try. And like I said earlier, you know, build our identity as an offense and what's going to be our bread and butter. What are we going to go to? How are we going to attack different things? And I'm really excited. And I think Coach Sloan's going to do a really, really good job.
What is the discussion like with your, you know, receivers, your tight ends, this whole offense that is, you know, having to replace some big names? What's kind of the mindset that you guys have taken and who are some of the guys that you've leaned on as you guys start to make your own imprint on this offense and this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's eager to get ready and go, you know. When you have guys like Malik and Brian Thomas and Jaden and all them leave, you know, after they leave, you know, it's guys that sat around and watched somebody play really, really good in the spot ahead of them all year, you know. So they learned and they saw different things and they're eager now to get that opportunity to go compete and go do it themselves. So I think, you know, the vibe of the wide receivers and the tight ends, running backs, quarterbacks, I think the vibe we have right now is we're eager, you know, we're ready to go. We want to get out there, you know, feel like we're caged in right now. And, you know, I'm excited to get out of the cage tomorrow. But I think that's kind of how we feel is, you know, in the throwing sessions, it's been all, you know, jokes and laughter, but it's also been serious work. And I think we've done a really good job as a unit. You know, we're getting together on weekends, getting together during the week, just making sure we're always throwing, always staying in rhythm. And yeah, I think the word is eager. I mean, I think we're all eager to go. So
you've got two new guys that LSU fans may not know a lot about, but that are Tigers now. And a year ago, you mentioned BT and Malik. The only 11 guys caught over 1,000 yards and double-digit touchdowns. Both of them did. One of the other guys, and only two total that did that, hit the portal. One of them was C.J. Daniels coming in from Liberty. And then, again, Xavier Thomas coming back from Louisiana after 2 years at State. He's one of the best kick returners, punt returners in America, but he also had 500 yards receiving as a sophomore. You've gotten to toss it around with them, get to know them a bit. We've talked to CJ already. What kind of picture can you paint for LSU fans of just the type of players both those two are?
Yeah, they're absolute studs. You know, both of them came in here right away with a mindset to get to work. You know, I think that was the coolest thing is not knowing what to expect nowadays when you get somebody in the portal, you know, and you don't know what kind of person they are, what kind of player they are. And both of them have been awesome from the start. I mean, both of them have been texting my phone ready to work since, you know, they committed. And so I'm really excited to get to work with them, especially, you know, as we put pads on and get to play real football and get to build a chemistry and a rhythm there. I'm super excited for that. But both of those guys are absolute studs. And, you know, I think they're going to do a really good job for us this year.
What would you say has been your biggest area of growth since coming to LSU and learning and, you know, sitting behind some good quarterbacks as well and getting some opportunities in the game? Where's the biggest area you've seen yourself develop?
I think it's just been, you know, more maturing and just understanding different levels of, you know, as I've grown into this offense. And, you know, I mean, I've had two different offensive coordinators. Well, I guess now it'll be three. Learning into Coach Kelly's system and Coach Denbrock's system when they first got here and then, you know, still basically, you know, now working with Sloan and staying in this offense, I think it's just been maturing and learning different aspects of, you know, how we're running our offense, how also it translates into the bigger, you know, picture of ways people run different offenses and, you know, how it, you know, translates and correlates. And then also learning different aspects about the defense, too. I think since I've got to college, I feel like I've always had a decent understanding of the game just from growing up around it. But in college, I feel like I've matured and started to understand the small things a lot better than I had before.
You gave Mason Taylor his best game of the year in the bowl game. He had a breakout game. Obviously, he'll be a junior. Mac Markway came in, played a ton as a freshman. We've seen that he can be utilized in the blocking game or getting out and catching a touchdown pass. But also, some thoughts on a guy like Taylor, who going into his junior year, that's when guys are always starting to break through. You're getting your shot now as the starting quarterback. He's going to get his shot as one of the kind of the premier tight ends in the country, I think. But shine a little love as well. Give us a glimpse of the guy we haven't seen since high school, a fellow Texan, at least high school Texan, in Kamorian Pempton, the who Brian Kelly said may have the best catch radius he's ever seen from a tight end.
Yeah, I think all those guys have done a really good job. And I think they've adjusted really well, you know, losing Coach Denbrock and getting Coach Nagel brought in there. You know, I think that they're buying into his process and they really like him. And Mason Taylor, he's the guy that I really, really like. And I'm really, really excited to have him on our team, especially this coming up year. And I feel like he's going to do a lot of really, really good things for us. You know, I think, like you said, he's really talented and, you know, he's gotten better and better each year. And you know, I think you just keep getting better and better. Eventually, you know, it starts to, you can't deny it anymore, you know. And I think it's almost been undeniable in the past. But I think this year, I think he really is going to show everybody, you know, that he is, like you said, one of the best tight ends in the country, if not the best. And as far as the other guys in the room, you know, yeah, like you said, Mac Markway and Pimpton, you know, those guys are awesome. Mac does a really good job. He works really, really hard. You know, he never misses anything, never misses a throwing session, nothing. He's always there. And Pimpton, Pimpton is the same way. And, you know, he's a stud. I mean, you put the ball up and Pimpton's going to go get it. You know, like Coach Kelly said, his catch radius is crazy. And I've seen him do some things that are kind of make your jaw drop a little bit. I mean, you just got to put it up as the quarterback sometimes and just throw it his way if the game's on the line. So, no, I think all of them have done a really good job, and I'm really excited to, you know, get to work with all three of them going into spring.
I'll shift back to a couple guys from Louisiana, Will Campbell, Emery Jones. They're on the edges for you. You've got a bunch of guys coming back on the offensive line, but you've also got a guy that, you know, stood out to me when I watched him in high school, DJ Chester, probably going to be the center. What is that group looking like to you, and how reassuring is it that you have that amount of talent coming back on the offensive line when you're standing back there?
Oh, I mean, I can't even explain it. You know, when you get to step in there and you know that you're protected, it's a different type of feeling as a quarterback, you know. And I think the biggest thing about, you know, between the relationship with the quarterback and the O-line is like you're talking about quarterback to center. And, you know, it's communicating and making sure we're on the same page. And, you know, DJ's done an amazing job stepping into that role. And I think he's worked really, really hard to make sure that he's doing things right. And he's extremely intelligent. And he works really, really hard, and he's very talented. So it definitely it's been a pretty good transition, and I think he's done a good job. And like I said, I feel pretty safe back there, and you know, it makes my life a lot easier. And I can kind of focus on the other things and let them handle up front sometimes. So you know, it's huge having that type of talent up front, especially, you know, like you said, those guys on the edges too. So,
well, Garrett, we'll get you out of here with this one. You did stick around in the age of the portal. You said time and again, LSU is where you wanted to be. You sat behind a Heisman winner. So there's no shame in that, but you're the starting quarterback now. So give us your view as the starting quarterback of the locker room right now. Like you said, you're starting spring ball. What's the mood of a program that's put together two 10-win seasons with Coach Kelly? There's a new defensive staff, but from the guys we've talked to, it seems like y'all are moving kind of full speed ahead as if there were no changes at all.
Yeah. I think as an entire team, I think we feel like 10 wins is not good enough anymore. That's how we feel. I think we feel that we've done a good job, you know, buying into Coach Kelly's process and the way he wants things run, but we haven't done an elite level job at it. And I think we've been good at it. And I think that's what our record has shown. We've been good. We've had 10 win seasons and we've been close, right? We've been really close. We've made it to the SEC championship, but we've been close. And I think that's, you know, that's what we talked about the other day in the weight room. And I think that's how the entire team feels, is good is not good enough anymore. And it's about being great in our daily chores and the daily things that we have to do. And that's what has to take us to the next level. That's how we build a championship team. That's how we build a championship chemistry. And I think Coach Flint and the guys in the weight room have done an amazing job with that too, and enforcing it while we've been in our weight room transition period. It's huge, you know, and I think, like I said, that's the vibe of the team is, you know, we know 10 wins isn't good enough anymore, and we're tired of being good because we feel like good isn't good enough. So,
well, Garrett Nussmeier joining the Bengal Tiger podcast. Thanks for doing this. The former Flower Mound Marcus star jumping on board with us. Thanks so much for doing this, Nuss. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Anytime.